Masechtas Uktzin deals, continues dealing with halachas of food which becomes tamei and its ability to impart the tumah which it has contracted onto other foods or other things. And what our Masechta qualifies is what's considered the food matter and what is not in reference to receiving tumah. In other words, if I have a food product, a fruit, an apple, that has a stem sticking out of it. The stem, as we refer to in this Masechta, will be called the ukitz. That's the piece of wood that's connected to the fruit which was initially connected it to the tree. So which part of the fruit is considered part of the fruit that if I touched that, it's considered as if we touched the fruit itself, and that would have ramifications. If something tamei touched that stem, then the fruit would also become tamei through that interaction. There are four basic rules that govern the halachas of food receiving and transmitting tamei. Number one is that the food has to be something which is miyuchad l'maychal adam, is something which is designated for human consumption. If it's not, and you want to eat it anyway, so then it would have to have somebody, a human being, wanting and thinking about and designating it for human consumption. Number two is that the food item has to be mukhshir l'kabalos tumah. It has to undergo something which prepares it to become tamei, and that process is if it comes in contact with the seven types of liquids, which are water, dew, oil, wine, milk, blood, honey from bees. Third rule is that any food that grows from the ground is not makabel tumah as long as it is connected to the ground. It's called mechubel l'karka. And the fourth rule is that any size of food can receive tumah once it has had and underwent the hechsher for kabbalas tumah, but it cannot transmit it unless it's a shear of a kebeah, which is the size of an egg. So the Mishnah, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, the Mishnah says, Kol shehu yad, any part of the food which, although you don't eat it, but is used as a handle, as somehow to hold the fruit or the food that you're going to eat as you're eating it. In the time of the Mishnah, te'enim, dates or figs were eaten by holding on to the stem and chewing off the pulp. So these type of things are considered a yad. They're considered a handle, a way to hold the fruit. V'loy shoyme, but this thing that we're talking about doesn't prevent the fruit from decaying. In other words, if it would be ripped off the fruit, it wouldn't have any impact on the shelf life of the fruit. So mitame, if the fruit becomes tamei, so then this protrusion from the fruit, which is connected to it, which is used as a yad, which is used as a handle, will also become tamei. Umitame, and furthermore, if something which is tamei touched that handle, the fruit in exchange becomes tamei as well. However, v'loy mitztarif, it doesn't get combined to the requisite amount that the fruit has to meet in order to be able to transmit tumah. As we mentioned previously, the fruit has to be the size of a kebeah in order to be able to transmit the tumah further. So if it only is measures a shear of a kebeah with this ukitz, with this yad, with the thing which is used to handle the fruit, it will not complete it to the shear of a kebeah. Let's say it's a shomer, something which protects the fruit, let's say the peel of the fruit, afal pi she'eino yad, although it's not the handle of the fruit, so mitamei, it becomes tamei. If the fruit becomes tamei, it becomes tamei. Umitamei, and if it becomes tamei, it's mitamei the fruit. If something only touches the peel, the fruit itself becomes tamei as well. Umitztarif, and in this situation, it's considered like the actual part of the fruit to the extent that if the fruit is only measures a kebeah with the combination of the fruit peel, it would be able to be metama other things as well. If something, however, is loy shoyme v'loyad, something which doesn't protect the fruit and is not used to handle the fruit, so then even though it's connected, loy mitame v'loy mitame. It doesn't become tame if the fruit becomes tame, and it doesn't make the fruit tame if it itself becomes tame. And certainly, it's not going to be combined to make up the shear of kabei in order to transmit the tame. Now, to further develop what is considered a shoyme, we will learn in Mishnah Beis. Mishnah Beis. Shorshei hashum v'habitzolim v'hakaflotos. So these garlic and onions and other such vegetables, v'zman shehein lachen, when they are when the roots that stick out from them are soft, moist, v'hapitma shalahen, or a little protrusion that sticks out of the top, bein lecha bein yevesha, whether it is still soft, moist, whether it has dried up. When the onion ages, you see there's some growth that grows out of it, that inside contains the seeds. Some say that just the grass that grows out of the top of the onion, or Shorshei hachazorim, the roots of the romaine lettuce, v'hatznoin, the roots of the radish, v'hanofis, it's a type of radish, divrei remeya. Remeya holds all these things are considered, shoyma somehow protects the fruit as long as they're intact and connected, and when you cut these things off, it makes the fruit or the vegetable decay quicker, so therefore it is considered a shoyma. Rav Yehuda Omer, shorsh sinan gadol. Only the root of the large radish, mitztaref, is something which we would combine to amount to the shear of a kebeya because it's considered a shoyma. Va'asiv shaloi, and also the little hairs that grow out of the root, einem mitztaref, those are not combined, they're not considered a shoyma. Shorshei hamisna, or haminsa, some say, it's a type of herb, v'hapigum, it's a type of flower that has yellow petals, v'yirokos, soda v'yirokos gina, various roots of vegetables that grow in fields or gardens, sha'okran, l'shaslan. He uprooted these fruits because he wanted to replant them in another place. So therefore, it's very important for the person who uprooted that the roots remain intact. V'hashidra shel shavoylus, the mid, the stalk of a wheat, v'halavushala, and the husks that are around the grain, these are all considered a shomer for the fruit, and if it becomes tame, it would be metame the fruit. Rav Elazar oimer af hasug shel ritzifus, when a person uproots these vegetables and he gets a little dirt with it, so the dirt is also important. It protects the vegetable, and therefore, harei elu metamin umetamin umetstarfen, it would also be metama, and it would be considered a shomer lepri for all the halachas that we mentioned in this Mishnah.